From a secret location in room 100 of 540 Jack Gibbs Boulevard, this is Craft. I'm your host, Doug Dangler.
The Columbus Folk Society puts on the Central Ohio Folk Festival every year, with this year's festival happening on June 6th and 7th at Bank Run Metro Park, a new location. It attracts more than 12,000 attendees over 2 days and has a mobile street area, a festival store, and even offers craft beer. The festival is co-sponsored by WCBE 90.5. Bill Cohen has been performing Folk Festival for many years and is here to tell us what will happen at the festival. Welcome to Craft, Bill Cohen.
Thank you so very much.
So what will people experience if they go to the Central Ohio Folk Festival?
There are so many different activities, but one of the main things is three different concert stages. So you walk into the festival and you've got your choice. Every hour, each of those three stages will have a different performer, and they change every hour. And there'll be people performing a wide variety of folk kind of music, because our umbrella of folk music is so wide. There'll be bluegrass and blues and singer-songwriter styles of music, and Americana kind of storytelling kind of music, Celtic, Appalachian, even some reggae this year. So that's kind of the heart of it, these concerts. But there's a whole lot more, too.
Okay. Well, besides the concerts, what also is going to happen at this? I think that they encourage people to join in and create some of their own music.
There are going to be five different areas where people can jam. So you can bring your banjo, your guitar, your dulcimer, or just your voice, and participate and sing along in a circle with people. There'll be different kind of styles in each of the jam tents. One will be bluegrass. One will be what they call old-timey music, which is just people playing, no singing, just playing. Another tent will be people just singing, no playing, voice only. And there'll be kind of a general folk music tent. And then one kind of for beginners, people who've never participated in a jam before, and they might be a little reluctant, but we welcome everybody to these jams. That's one of the great participatory things. Another thing is that the whole festival will open with a big sing-along, a kind of folk revival kind of favorites that people might know and can sing along with. And we'll close the festival with a closing song circle. So there's plenty of ways that people can participate, not just performers up on stage, but just regular people singing along. That's what folk music is all about.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You've also got activities for the kids, I understand, that they can be doing stuff while their parents are singing or playing guitar or want to do it.
There's a special kids area with its own stage. It's actually a fourth stage area where we're going to have people performing children's songs, and there'll be a lot of participatory stuff there. And there'll be some storytellers also doing some fun stuff with kids, because that's in the folk tradition. Mm-hmm. Not all music. Sometimes it's spoken arts. And there'll be an arts and crafts area in the kids' village. Kids are going to be making all kinds of, they usually make headbands with flowers on them, and I think they're going to be making some rhythm instruments with kind of picture frame kind of things. And then one of the highlights of the children's area, the kids' village, it's a perennial favorite. We call it the instrument petting zoo. So there'll be a big table with all kinds of folky instruments, guitars, banjos, dulcimers, fiddles, and children can pick up one of these things, hopefully with their parents looking over their shoulder. Mm-hmm. And pick up an instrument and hold a fiddle and hold the bow and squeak some sound out of it and see what it's like to play and hold these instruments. And I think we've seen this in the past. If a kid has seen some people perform or jam and seen the joy there, and then they're able to pick up one of these instruments and actually make some sound out of it, they might say, hey, mom and dad, maybe could I get some lessons on how to play the banjo or the guitar or whatever? And it can lead to a lifelong joy of music.
Even with the banjo. Okay.
Even with the banjo. Okay. I know there's a lot of anti-banjo jokes out there. Hey, you know, I was just thinking another thing we've got are these workshops. Workshops, educational workshops, three of them each hour, on how to play the banjo, mm-hmm. how to play the tin whistle, a real folky instrument.
Right.
And some not just on playing instruments, but on subjects like the history of bluegrass music in Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
There used to
very
be, I
cool.
mean, like a bluegrass store in Columbus, I think. I don't know if it's still around,
I
but
think there is on South High Street. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
A lot of interest in bluegrass.
So you've also moved to a new location this time around that I mentioned at the beginning with Bank Run Metro Park. What was the reason for the change, and what does this offer that the old one didn't?
It's the success of our shows and festivals up at High Banks Metro Park. We did that for more than a decade up there, but it kind of grew and grew and grew. And the park said, hey, we'd like to bank run. It's way on the south side of the county, near the little town of Lockbourne, and move you to another park. And this is a whole new park. It's a special events place. You can't just go to this park whenever you want, like High Banks or Blendon or Blacklook. This is a place that will only be open for special events. And the Metro Park said the festival is so great that you are going to be the very first public event, special event at Bank Run. So we're really excited about it. It's got all sorts of great facilities, some buildings where we can have the store area where people can buy some things that are folk music related, and a beautiful outdoor main stage, which will protect some of us from the rain and so forth. It's a great facility.
I was wondering what makes it unique as a place that's opening, but it sounds like the facilities that are there to enable an event like this is the big reason for the move.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wonderful place. Yeah.
So folk music has been around for a long time, and it seems to me that it goes sort of in and out of vogue a little bit. Why do you find it important? What is it that's got a hold on you that you're performing it for all these years?
Folk music is kind of the pure definition of folk music are songs that we don't even know who wrote them. They're from the hills and hollows of West Virginia. They're from the inner city blues area of New Orleans. That's the pure definition. But we kind of expand that definition to include any songs that are kind of in the acoustic folk tradition. Some of these songs tell stories of our history. Some of these songs are work songs that sailors and chain gang people used as they had to do their work, or farm workers as they picked the crops. These are songs of people's struggles, everyday struggles. In general, they're not commercial hits, although some of these folk songs in recent decades have become so popular, they have been tops on the charts and become very popular. So folk music, it reflects our history. It's kind of in our DNA of America. Of course, every country has their own folk music. But this is, in general, not flashy. It's generally not electric. It's acoustic. It's down-to-earth songs that a lot of us sang around the backyard campfire or at summer camp or at a church picnic. These are songs that are, you don't have to be a performer necessarily to sing these songs. A lot of these are sing-along kinds of songs. So they're songs of the common people, we often say. That's what folk music is about.
Does it seem like it's going through a period of, I guess, increased interest in the politics? Because what's happening in the country reminds me, and I wasn't around for it, of the 60s in many ways, when you have an administration that is, the most generous way I can put this, is acting counter to those sorts of impulses of folk music. So what's your feeling on the new way that folk is being treated and used now?
Yeah. Well, in the 50s, we had this folk music revival, modern folk music revival with the Kingston Trio and Peter, Paul, and Mary and so forth, a big interest among young people in folk music. And when the 60s happened and there was the Vietnam War and the Civil Rights Movement, folk music kind of blended with those movements. And there were very energizing songs, Where Have All the Flowers Gone? We Shall Overcome. And that was big in the 60s. And now we're seeing, I'd say, a second revival of folk music as singer-songwriters, a whole new generation of younger people start writing their own songs. And many of them are protest songs having to do with war and peace and human rights and human dignity. And so I think you are seeing I would call it a second modern folk music revival.
Well, why don't you, if you wouldn't mind, share some of that with us and give us an example of some of the songs that you might play or that other people might play at the event?
Yeah, I'm just going to do some really brief little excerpts here. Like Appalachian music is one thing you're going to hear at the festival. Like, will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. You probably hear Celtic and Irish songs. Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling. From glen to glen and down the mountainside. You might hear kind of work songs that old sailors would sing, sea chanties, I think you might call them. Oh, heave her up and away we'll go, heave away, Santiago. You might hear songs, we talked about folk music reflecting history. Remember the Underground Railroad with slaves from the Deep South escaping, running northward to freedom, to Ohio and to Canada. There's a great song about the slaves looking to the North Star up in the sky to guide them north. It was called Follow the Drinking Gourd. Follow the drinking gourd. Follow the drinking gourd. For the old man is awake for to carry it to freedom. Follow the drinking gold. Songs from the civil rights movements that energized and emboldened civil rights demonstrators in the 1950s and 60s and even in modern day. So we got songs like this. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. Children's songs, you know this one. Puff the magic dragon, live by the sea, and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Annalee.
You know, I
Circle
gotta
back.
say, I know many of these songs, and the only reason I'm not joining you is the Geneva Convention specifically prohibits me from singing in public, but not you. So I want to thank you very much, Bill Cohen, for talking to me today about the upcoming Folk Festival on June 6th and 7th. And we'll have more information about that on the website for craftheshow.com. Thank you, Bill, and looking forward to seeing you perform.
Thank you so very much.
For more information from my guests, visit www.craftheshow.com. This is Doug Dangler. Until next time, be creative.